All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to the Dad Time Out Show, episode 37. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. We are just four dads with 12 kids between us. We're not experts, but we listen to them. We react to them, and we share what we've learned with our listening universe. There's a little pop culture, a lot of parenting, a lot of laughter, and experience. Use the other 23 hours a day to do life. But for this, put the ears on and come hang out with us. It's a place to put your feet up or down if you're exercising or driving or food shopping or something like that. If you'd like to take a second and like, subscribe, or leave us a review wherever you listen to the show, it would definitely help the algorithms of life and let us speak to more great people like you. Speaking of great people, I have one out here with me tonight. Can you introduce yourself, ma'am?
Hi, I'm Kira.
Oh, hi, Kira. Welcome in from the house into our outdoor Northern California studios. It's a little chilly out here tonight, right?
Yeah.
Right? Unexpectedly chilly for late May.
I like it.
I like it too, actually. The guys will not like it, but we like it, so who cares?
Yeah.
We usually kick off with a dad joke, but you're getting a little bit up in your years. You're getting into the teenage years. So why don't you give me a riddle instead to start off the show?
Okay. What question can you never answer?
What question can you never answer?
Or answer yes to.
Or answer yes to. Is there a dog barking?
Yeah.
Yes, that's that. We keep it real here on the Dad Time Out Show. Kira, I do not know the answer.
So the question you can never answer yes to is, are you asleep yet?
Fair enough.
You can't say yes.
You can't say yes.
We don't know.
No, we don't know because you're sleeping. You can't say yes. All right. Fabulous, fabulous riddle. We've got a big show tonight. We're going to be talking about when it is time to toss the toys. Close your ears, Kira. We're also going to be talking about ways to be a better husband. We're going to be talking about simple cooking tonight, getting old. We have a Barbie quiz if anybody wants to stick around for that. We have our super shout outs. Tweets of the week, 3, 2, 1, go. And kind of an old people's version of Would You Rather, all coming up on the Dad Time Out Show. Thank you, Kira. I'll let you go enjoy. I smell the grill cooking, so go have a burger. Guys are coming around the corner. Dad Time Out Show coming up next.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Time Out Show.
All right, the guys are around the corner. Welcome to the Dad Time Out Show, episode 37. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good evening. Cheers.
Hey, boys.
Cheers
to you.
On this chilly Northern California evening.
Windy. Indeed. Chilly.
Windy chill. A little unusually chilly. What is brisk.
60?
Brisk. I'm in a winter jacket as usual. Yeah. We are the Dad Time Out Show. It is the Ways to Be a Better Husband episode on the heels of Mother's Day. Mm. How is everybody's Mother's Day? Did you treat your wife or your mother or your grandmother or your
May 9th.
Parent or guardian? Huh?
Missed it.
You missed it? Really? You didn't do anything for Mother's Day? Come on.
Hallmark holiday.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
I'll miss Father's Day too. No biggie.
Oh, really? Your wife didn't?
I don't know. We don't really do either. Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
Really?
Because he's every day's Mother Day, you know, right?
Thus the name of the episode.
Right, that's what I'm trying to say, really, yeah, guys. That's every day is Mother's Day, okay?
We've gotten very chill about both of ours. It's usually an experience-oriented thing, just a day out, day away. But we do like a cute little morning, especially with the kids, and they'll present their little presents and stuff. And
a little card?
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm not going to turn myself in, but we had fun, we had food, we had family. It was all good. Mark, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, Mother's Day.
Here we go.
No, this is like bigger than Christmas.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No.
My favorite holiday.
No.
Rose petals all through Castro Valley.
That's right.
Wait, there's more. No, the fact is, you know, you guys knew it was my birthday that Saturday, and the next day was Mother's Day. So we went away for the weekend. It was cool. I made a big meal for my wife and my mother-in-law, and, you know, it was a good day, man. I mean, nothing over the top, just some flowers and some cards and couple presents and good food and people.
Hot air balloon.
Hot fireworks
in the porch.
Acrobats.
REO Speedwagon playing in the garage.
Oh, you know, now you gave away my extra secret.
Heard it from a friend who That's found out in the album High Infidelity for all you millennials out there.
Goodness gracious.
We are four dads with 12 kids and four wives between us. We're not experts, but we listen to them, especially our wives. We react to them and share what we've learned. There's a little pop culture, a lot of parenting and experience around the table. Welcome back, guys. It's always good to see you after 2 weeks hiatus. We have a big show tonight. We're going to be talking about when it's time to toss the toys.
Ooh.
Don't take that in any other direction than it's intended. If you're going to toss your toys, do it here. Ways to be a better husband. We are going to resort to an article from Fatherly. Had 50 ways to be a husband.
Be a husband.
Be a better husband. Slip out the back, Jack. No, but that was a lot of fun. So we'll talk about different ways that we can all be better husbands or ways that we found in common with that article. Simple cooking, getting old, all the fun stuff. We'll have a Barbie quiz.
Yeah. All right.
Tonight, a legitimate Barbie quiz. We'll do a Tweets of the Week, 3, 2, 1, go, which is tonight's the adult version of Would You Rather? Would you rather? So I can get to know you guys a little better after 36.5 episodes. And then we will move along to things that make us smile. So we've got a little news on the show. Thanks, everybody, for following us on the gram. We are the Dad Timeout Show. We're steadily climbing. I can almost announce number 628.
Nice. Wow.
Since the last recording.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Watch out, Dax Shepard. We're coming in hot, armchair expert. We do have a lot of new followers and a lot of great followers that we've interacted with. So we always like to shout them out this time in the show. We are on Facebook and Twitter also. At Dad Timeout Show, and always feel free to reach out and say hi. The at Say It Southern, two ladies from the South, have a podcast that I enjoy quite frequently. I was talking about it this week with somebody else. It's very enjoyable. They have guests as well, and they're very down-to-earth, like cool Southern ladies. That's a fun podcast, at Say It Southern. Super Dad Movement, new follower, cool one. At The Parent Team, right? Okay. Not the team that's playing basketball inside, known as the Golden State Warriors.
Hey,
let's go Dubs.
We're taking one for you, listeners. We've recorded the game just so we could record this. At The Dad Life, at Poppy Preschool, P-A-P-I Preschool. Yeah. We've kind of been friends with him for a while. One of my favorite new names, at Dad is a Donut, at Noteworthy Parenting, and at Jordan the Boss Dad, who actually had some commentary, and once again, about our James Breakwell interview, and he had fun with that and commented on that. So thank you. And now, drum roll, we'll announce our next guest in Dad Time Out Conversations. Let me give a clear, precise intro because I don't want to mess this up. Do you want to learn how to connect and communicate better in your relationships? Our guest on the next DTO Conversations is Dr. Kim Swales, and she will be discussing parenting, marriage, screen time, family relationships, and a little bit of self-growth with the questions that we kind of laid out and asked her. So that's going to be coming up on the next podcast. She's got a great podcast as well, and she's Instagram at Dr. Kim Swales. But we're really going to dive into that not only later in this show as we close, but we'll talk a little bit about what that show is coming up. And that will pretty much wrap it up for the round top. Anything else you want to comment on other than the Warrior score?
Why do you look at me? I don't know. I'm waiting.
You know my kids are going to run out every quarter.
They won, Dad. They won.
Steph Curry hit a three.
Again.
All right. Coming up next, Parent Tweets of the Week.
Time now for the Tweets of the Week. Tweet.
All right, it's time for Parent Tweets of the Week, but before we get to that, I was pulling it up and my screen was on delay. Wanted to make sure I got it perfectly right. Kim's podcast is Connecting with Dr. Kim Swales, and you can Google that and it'll come up in many places, and it's also on Apple where I listen to it. All right, so it's time for Parent Tweets of the Week, and this first tweet comes from at Mommy Meme Jeans. Mommy Meme Jeans. I can get rid of my kids' outgrown toys and clothes without getting too emotional, but you'll have to pry their little Sandra Boynton books out of my cold, dead hands.
I'm not going to pretend to know who Sandra Boynton is.
Pajama time?
They don't have her in Holland?
Pajama to the left? Pajama to the right? Jamma PJ.
Do they have it in Spain?
I don't...
It's like the hippo, I know her books. I mean, I can like recite her books. Pajama time, I know by heart.
Okay. Moving on.
So if books are... The where I was going on this vein was, is it hard for you to relinquish your toys? And let me kick it off. I'd like to say, let me shoot it, but there's no pun really. So I was cleaning the driveway this week, and I had those little Tykes baskets. Oh, yeah. You know, the tiny ones?
Yeah.
Got to fill it with sand.
And our children are older now, and they can shoot into a real basket. Yes, you had to fill it with sand, correct. And water, which I found out as I loaded it into my van.
Splash.
So I knew I wanted to get rid of it, but I actually had to walk in the house and be like, to my six-year-old, like, hey, babe, are you okay? And they both didn't even care. But then I get emotional picturing, like, the slow motion little boy taking his first little slam dunk, playing one-on-one with the little one right there in that spot, right over there. And I'm like, I have a harder time throwing out their stuff sometimes than they do. Do you guys find that, or are you Marie Kondo, or you cut and run
that crap every time?
Really?
Oh, dude, I hate stuff. I will throw it out the window.
When do you feel it warranted to be tossed?
Like yesterday. I don't know.
I
just don't like stuff. We have a tiny house. It gets cluttered quick. We're always boiling over, and I hate clutter anyway. So I feel like, if I had nothing but a cardboard box, we'd be fine.
I get attached to stuff for sure, but I'm like you, because
we're agrarian by nature. We just want to. Sorry, people.
You're grounded.
We have to fit that in.
But not to be confused with the tiny houses that we see on Home and Garden television, like
tinier. Yeah,
tinier house. You are not a thing gatherer.
No, I'm an anti-thing gatherer.
I like that. I've made great attempts to get to minimalism, but veiled attempts as grandparents send toys and birthdays happen and things accumulate fast. I'm getting better, but I'll say this too. I always laugh because I do it when they're all out of the house. And then sometimes questionable, like items that can go either way, I'll hide. And then if no one says anything to me I'm giving away all my trade secret. If no one says anything to me in 30 days, then I'll go ahead and toss it.
Oh, you have like a box, ooh, like a purgatory?
Yeah. Yeah.
Toy purgatory?
Right over here. Toy purgatory, or sometimes maybe adults oriented shrapnel.
Oh my gosh.
Just things, right? Things will break, or things will be, the candle will be on its last, whatever it might be, you know, but.
Your wife does edit the show now. You've given away your whole secret, you know.
I believe she knows mostly, though.
She knows.
But I'll say this. I'd never look back, even with my own things, getting rid of that concert tee or getting rid of that NBA felt jacket of the 76ers that it might still be in the garage. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I have found that I can break free. I have to read more Kondo.
That's something that my wife would love for me to be able to do.
Really? You're the one.
Oh, man.
You're the pack rat?
Are you a pack rat?
Oh, awful. Yes, I'm awful.
Interesting. New layers of Mark every week. New layers of Mark.
Listen, I've got a friend in Tennessee. Don't we all?
yes.
At least one.
Oh, yeah.
And she still wears a Beastie Boys Run DMC concert shirt from the original concert.
Oh, man, you can't throw that out.
That's amazing.
Come on, man.
See? That's history.
That's different.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Oh,
Run DMC?
Don't even look at my original Star Wars action figures.
Are
you Steve Carell?
No.
Are they still in the box, like shelved in your bedroom?
No, I played.
Staring at you and your wife?
No, he still plays in the box.
Staring at you and your wife.
That's creepy.
No.
Is that Java?
They're in a box.
So, you know,
Greedo.
Right.
Greedo fell over. Oh, my goodness. All right. This is from... I won't even go further into art because we've already wasted way too much time on that one. But thank you at Mommy Meme Jeans. It's from at Dadman Walking. I don't know why I find some of these. I find these funny in the moment and then they don't land with you guys. And I'm like, whatever, dude. Every recipe I Google starts with quick and easy. All right, I'm landing. Let me land the plane, Ben, because I don't have time for 7 hours of cooking, Janice. I don't know what made me laugh more is that I experienced this week when my wife went away for the evening, and I just Googled chicken parm, and because I forgot, blanked on how to make it, and then I made chicken parm, or the fact that he used Janice, which is, I'm like, poor Janice's. Now they get getting clumped in with Karen's and Kyle's and Susan. Like, I know Michael's on the chopping block eventually. Like, yeah. We're going to hit a wall somewhere in there. When you're cooking alone, I don't even know if I want to go to this side of the room.
They're avoiding me.
So if you or I, Chris or Ben and I, we're home and alone with the kids. Are you quick and easy or are you takeout or?
Yeah, I don't have time to cook anymore. I remember like even with the first kid, we'd like, ooh, what should we make tonight? And like go shopping and stuff. No, it's gotten quick and easy, but you know, kind of drawing on the staples of the past or the grab bag of classics.
We do mix, like, and then I always pride myself on when my wife will go away, either for business or for just time. Not prison, but, you know, just time with her friends.
Just doing a bid.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, larceny catches up with you. But yeah. What is larceny?
I don't know. Is that hanging about?
No, that's
loitering. Anyway,
loitering. When you know, she's skateboarding, she used to be in the clink for days. But I will try and make something cool, or I'll build something with the kids, and then I take all the pictures. I'm like, oh, sorry you weren't here. But, basically I just add more cheese than she usually does, and I'll make comfort food just on a larger scale.
Just fry cheese. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a mozzarella stick? Yeah. On a Tuesday. Mark, would you like to weigh in on this before we move on to Mother Playlist?
Jumping at the bit.
Well, not quite. The bit's not in my mouth anymore. But no, I would say that every single recipe I've ever read has been completely wrong. It takes twice as long as it ever says. And I will say that because my wife has got us on some kind of food being delivered to the house thing with recipes and things, that how long it says it'll take to prep and cook is always vastly off. So I throw it out the window. And it's freed me to go, okay, do I really have an hour and a half or 2 hours to cook this? Usually the answer is yes.
I'm more basic, like, am I going to kill the kids is with salmonella? Like, I get so nervous about fish and chicken. I actually Googled, like, okay, and I've cooked for years, but I'm still paranoid that I'm going to accidentally, Gordon Ramsay gets you in that mode with, like, this could be salmonella here, and you've contaminated this surface.
You fool.
And it gets in my head, and I have to start Googling. We have a Google assistant in the kitchen. Yeah, so that's my inner demon battle.
A little immune system boost, they're fine.
Yeah.
Just a little salmonella here and there.
A little salmonella.
Edit. Okay. At Mother Playlist says, and this is just relatable to me, my husband is leveled up from falling asleep as soon as the movie starts to falling asleep as soon as the opening credits start.
Oh, man.
Are you there? I am. I'm not going to lie. I'm getting old. I get up earlier than I want to. Yeah. And I think we were watching Mulan last week, and our couch we nicknamed the chocolate marshmallow because, like, you sink into that thing, and especially if you have a cozy blanket, and I will make it 5 minutes into the movie.
That's fine. That just means you need it. Let's go on.
No, but I've never been that guy. I've always made the movie, and I'm finding myself, my youngest will be hitting me on the shoulder with a pillow, like, Dad,
wake up. You're snoring.
Up. Or it's time to go to bed. That's the worst.
Oh, yeah.
I agree. I fall asleep. I fall asleep all the time, and it's terrible, and it's been happening a lot more recently than I'd like to admit. And my wife the other night, we rescued two kittens on Mother's Day.
Oh, no.
So now we have four in the house. And it's a long story. I won't get into it. But so She'll bring the kittens to our bed every night, and the kittens will frolic, and we're getting them acclimated to people and things.
So do you know all the kittens' names?
Yes, I do. They're like 5 weeks old, and the other night, she almost videotaped them. I was fast asleep, and I was snoring, and they thought I was purring, and they were hopping all over me, thinking that it was some kind of like fun thing, and she almost videotaped it. She didn't, thank God.
Yeah. Can we TikTok that?
I want to see that.
So what you should do, start a channel called Catman and then just TikTok him when he's sleeping, because that's not creepy. Interesting. All right, the cat plot thickens at the Harveys.
It does.
All right, this is from finally at @mom_overboard. It's kind of like, I don't know if you guys watch SNL this week, but the CDC has announced that it's no longer necessary for fully vaccinated people to check themselves before they wreck themselves.
Man.
Chiggity, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Who sings it?
Come on, and check yourself
before you wreck yourself.
Wreck an effect? DOS Effects.
Is it DOS Effects?
I think it's DOS Effects.
No, they sing microphone check. Microphone check, check microphone.
I don't know.
Ice Cube.
Oh, yeah, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, and course. Then he samples.
Chickadee check yourself. Yeah, 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 you're right.
The message, right. Grandmaster Flash.
Oh, yeah.
I had the DOS Effect CD. Boy, we were just in two different states listening to the same exact music. All right, coming up next is Smart Articles by Smart People. 55 small, nice ways to be a better husband. And this is on the heels of Mother's Day. And looks like it's just a general list, so we'll just dive into it coming up next.
Articles by Bob People.
All right, the article is from Fatherly, and it's called How to Be a Better Husband Right Now in 55 Small Nice Ways. Want to be a better husband? Well, the first step is becoming a good husband, is to try a better husband. Why? Marriages thrive when both partners play active roles in the relationship. Paying mind to everything from the daily blah, 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 blah. We've all read all that. But I do like what they say, and I asked you guys to just cherry pick a few things that you can do to be a better husband. The funny one that jumped out at me immediately is don't make fun of your wife's television shows.
Be supportive of her TV viewing.
Yes, some of these are humorous. Some of them are not G-rated, and some of them are very, very sweet and nice. But I do laugh because my joke is someone's murdered in our house every night at 10 o'clock when the kids go to bed, because my wife loves the murder mystery.
Dun, dun.
The CSI, the NCIS, the FBI, the TMI, the GGO, the... Well, okay, so let's go around the table. We'll go to Mark's side first, because I'm sure there's some fun stuff here.
You know, I read through the list. I've been working on my husbandry and being a good husband.
As we all are.
Yes, exactly. One of the ones that jumped out to me that I've been really focusing on lately is not interrupting her. My wife and I have a very different cadence in how we talk. I'm a lot more rapid fire, and I think and speak quickly, and I don't, when I hear a pause in conversation, maybe the way I was brought up, I go in again.
There's an opening.
Well, you know, yeah, and I'm learning to hang back and let her get her idea across, even if there's a pause. I'm trying not to look at that as an opening. So that's nice. One thing I've been trying to focus on. The other thing is, you know, it's very easy when somebody goes, oh, I had a really hard day. Well, me too. Or, oh, I'm really tired. Well, I'm tired too. And so I'm trying to not to just be empathetic when she says, hey, this is how my day is. And if I agree, then yeah, you know, I shut up. Don't say anything. Just be like, oh, wow. Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, anyway. So those are the kind of things I'm trying to focus on. The third one is, I don't know. It's a whole bunch of things. I'm always trying to be, you know, get up in the morning, I make her coffee. I'm always trying to do things that make her day a little bit better. So it's a constant thought about how can I be the best partner. And then, you know, when she talks about her day, listen to it. Like another one of the things I brought up was, you know, not always trying to be the solution to things. Being more flexible is another thing that was mentioned. So I'm trying to be like more amenable to things like, hey, let's go do this thing. Oh, wow. I hate that. Okay. I'll do that. So anyway, those are,
well, that's great. I mean, like when I was talking to a, I'm not going to say colleague, but I was talking to a friend this morning, and I was telling her about the cast, and I said, yeah, we all admit we're works in progress. Like, we're not, and even if we are hitting a lot of these nails on the head, there's still a maintenance, and it's a constant evolution of keeping it up. And I do like a lot of the things that they bring into this. It's like, be the keeper of your love story, get nostalgic about your relationship from time to time. I think we do that a lot. Like, we laugh, especially when we pull up our pictures. I love that. But it takes you to a place, and then you can talk about the place and the remember whens. But we do it a lot with our couple stuff too. Make a decision when she doesn't want to. That's where I have to get better, because a lot of times I'm like, can you just pick? And it's mainly about food, but it's like, I think that it's such an easy thing to just throw into the maintenance bucket, you know, and take around the yard. Make an effort to look presentable, they add in here. And especially during the pandemic, I think we all kind of got slacky.
Slipping.
A little bit, but, you know. I follow that whole make your bed in the morning thing from that YouTube speech, and then I kind of kickstart from there into the shower. And even if I'm just wearing a golf shirt and khaki shorts, I try to have that presentability. Well, you guys have jobs. I'm freelance, so I only dress up when I work, and you guys can, you know, do your thing. And then I like this too, just call to say hi. Mm. I think that's a fun one too. Don't text. Don't chain text. Don't Facebook message each other on the same page. Just pick up the phone and say hi. So, Chris, do you pull anything out of here? Or is there anything that you think that you could do in general?
No, yeah. I mean, some of these I thought were kind of easy and kind of cheating. Like, you know, talk about your feelings and stuff. Like, I feel like I'm always talking about my feelings. Cheating, or leave work and work. I mean, things that I pretty much just naturally do. Like, be nice to our friends and family was one. And, you know, I find that pretty easy to do. They're great people and all. I like all our friends and stuff. We're all the same friends. But I don't know. I definitely feel like I'm slipping on some that I used to do and I want to do more. So, like, I want to start redoing ones like, you know, being kind, obviously, and being present, especially these days. It's much harder to kind of be present and not, like, be thinking of about a million things. But I don't know. One of the more interesting and I feel kind of overlooked ones is, like, the ones that we're saying, like, take care of yourself, right? Both physically and mentally. And, you know, like, I've been trying to be a little bit better about my own stress management lately and, you know, like, doing the Headspace and meditation. And one of the things, the messages that they've been hammering is that doing this is not just for yourself, but actually the people around you. And, mm-hmm. like, I really feel like, oh, man, I never thought of it that way, that I'm not just trying to, like, better myself and try to be calmer and be more focused and present, just for my own self and being better at work and, like, not being so angry, but, like, yeah, you know, my family and friends and my wife especially, like, man, dude, like, take it easy, man, you know, try to be a little bit
you owe to them to take care of yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I think that you have a certain energy and a certain aura around the house as well, so if you're in a good spot, it makes it easier to show affection. It makes it easier to be kinder. Yeah. It makes it easier to put your head into her shoes and think, oh, she's, you know, this is more non-pandemic, I would say, for my world. Like, but when she came home from a long day in the city, instead of being expectant, being more conducive to, you know, helping figure out life moving into the nighttime. Couple other things they said: when you get into a fight, use I statements. Don't put your anger out there. I even posted something funny about this. If you don't know where something is in your house, actually look for it before you ask for it. This is a part of my whole getting old train. I'm adding cars to it every day. I swear, we had this big old bottle of Heinz ketchup. And I looked up and down that fridge screaming,
Where's the ketchup?
Where is it? And then right before I shut the darn door, it's literally right in front of my eyeballs.
I love that.
So, my wife is, I swear she's got superpowers. And my kids now, too, because I bribe them a little bit. Like, hey, I got a quarter or got a dollar. I'll take you.
Quarter?
If you can, my glasses is what I lose regularly. My flip-flops, I can't keep them to save my life. Because, you know, our house is like a campus. Like, there's different workspaces. So, I go from A to B to C to D all day. So, anyway, that was my funny of the week. They also have, you know, just little stuff. when she asks you to go on a run with her, go. You know, even if it's just picking up food and she doesn't want to go alone. But usually I go pick up the food, so I don't know how that one goes. There's some adulty stuff in here that I won't bring up, but keeping your promises was one. I think we're pretty good at this one. If you're making yourself something, tea, a sandwich, or a stiff cocktail, offer to make her one too. And then that you brought this up. Be aware of any imbalances in shared emotional labor. You know, and they have a long-winded paragraph on that. Ben, how about you?
Oh, what am I doing to be a better husband?
Or you, what could you think you could comes do to mind. Other than pursue perfection in your own mind?
Pursue perfection, yeah. Not sure. I kid.
Do the dishes when it's not your turn,
no,
Ben.
No, I'm just scanning through our life, like, and I don't know how applicable it is to everybody, but, like, we run a business together, so no need to call and say hi because we call 12 times a day just about business stuff if we're not together. Hi. But to that point, it's important that we put that aside and don't just, I guess the way you could apply it to your life if you don't run a business together is just don't just talk, make a point not just to talk about like practical stuff, you know, like, you know, whenever you're alone, just kind of try not to talk about, you know, the machine of running a family. It's important. And following that bread or that breadcrumb trail would be sometimes I just stop and give her a hug for like a full minute.
I love that.
Just like, because we're just running and running, and we'll just in the morning, just like, let's take 60 seconds for just a big cuddle.
Nice.
Because, but it's forced at first. In fact, I'm like, stop, connect, you know, just like breaths, close the door. And of course in that 60 seconds, there are like zombies at every door, not calling and hitting, but you got to take that moment just to like physically connect. Even if it's just a big hug, I think that really, makes her day, even makes my day.
Oh, I agree. And so, to compliment your statement, we do it in our house, and it started as kind of a cute thing, and then now it's become a real thing that I love. Yeah. If we're hugging each other, first of all, sometimes we get the ooh, and then we're like, watch this, we're going to kiss, yeah. And then they run out of the room. Yeah. I mean, we don't make out or anything.
Why not?
It's not well.
Your neck,
the door's closed, but then we'll call out family hug, and you just hear the little feet running from all angles of the house to like kind of come in and pile in to the family hug, and that's one of the. Yeah. But it connects us all, and actually, we'll talk about this further down the road because our guest on the DTO Conversations and I spoke specifically about the examples you set for your children and how they affect their lives and their future. So that's fantastic. And I'm glad you do that as well. It's nice to hear someone else's, you know, getting out that connection button and hitting it regularly. You know, and back to Chris, I mean, a lot of these is commonsensical, but going to the doctor, you're no good if you're down. You're no good if you're hurt. So keeping that up, stay in good shape. Like, she and I are on a mission right now. I'm not going to go down there, but we're on a mission to, I want to see grandkids. I finally, like, clicked in. I've even got a mantra, and I'm like, okay, I, you know, and my kids are fairly young, so that's a lofty goal, but I'm gonna give it a shot, dang it. And then, you know, one that really caught me, too, and then we can move on if you'd like, but don't try to constantly solve her problems. Be a listening board. And I try to, even with my tween, I'm more of a sounding board, and I'll give advice or hints or a third person, like a third, but I don't ever solve nor dictate problems because
they don't need it necessarily.
1,000%. Nor do I know what I'm talking about. Right? Like, I could be stepping in a pond that I know nothing about.
They just want to unload on you.
Mm-hmm. You still got to fight the temptation, like the sort of like the biological built-in mansplaining urge, you know, that I don't know, like, I think is maybe cultural, but like, you know, I always feel like it takes effort, right, to do all these things. Ultimately,
I learned to ask the question, like, are you looking to just say something, or do you want me just to listen, or do you want advice? And then I'll ask that to my 15-year-old. I'll ask it to, you know, to my kids.
That's a good one.
And that gives them the opportunity to go, actually, I'm looking for your advice versus, no, I just want you to hear me. It's like, okay, well.
Yeah, shut up.
Because well,
pipe, you know, down, yeah, on this one, you,
well,
know.
You know. Sometimes you got to ask a question.
Sometimes you got to have just the sounding board.
Yeah. Well, I think that works well, too, with teens and tweens. It's a very good application in that zone. I'm learning now, like, when to just back out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, my children are kind of like me, and they're headstrong, creative. Like, they see what they want. If I say, draw that jar, they know the way they want to draw that jar. And I can't say, shade this in, shade that in. It'll look better if you do. No, I got to back off from, like, school essays to science project. Like, they know what they want to do. So I'm learning that on that lines. All right. Well, coming up next, thank you for the conversation, gentlemen. Speaking of,
ooh,
hey,
perfect wives.
Perfect
since
wives.
My wife is here, there she is. There anything else that I'm leaving out that I can do to be a better husband?
Nothing.
Nothing, she's honey. Laughing.
Some of those adult ones you left out.
You're the greatest.
Hey now.
Ever. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
All right. Coming up next, we'll be talking a little bit about Barbie as she's in the news this week. Coming up next, the parent quiz.
It's quiz time. Parent quiz. Quiz, 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 quiz.
All right. We're back with the parent quiz. So this one's inspired. I just actually was looking for our smart articles by smart people, and I was on Good Morning America. And I just saw something really cool. Barbie added a Helen Keller to inspire women doll to their lineup. And I'll just read the article. Barbie has a brand new launch honoring the life and legacy of Helen Keller. The Helen Keller doll is part of the Toy Makers Inspiring Women series, which pays tribute to incredible women who have taken risks, changed rules, and paved the way for generations of girls to dream big. So I think that's pretty awesome. That's so kudos cool. to Barbie on that one, which got me thinking, since we all have kids, and most likely we all have Barbies in our house at one time or another, why not have a good old-fashioned Barbie quiz?
Oh, my gosh.
Ben shaking his head.
Yeah. So as much, we miss National Barbie Day, which is March 9th, but this is a legitimate Barbie quiz, and I will play it live. So I will guess along with you tonight. So I'm partaking in the action. What year did Barbie debut? 1971, 1963, 1959, or 1945? I'm
going
to go 59.
But I'm going 59 too.
I'm going 59. I'm
going 45.
It was the summer of 59. Mm-hmm.
Had to be different.
The doll launched at the American International Toy Fair in New York in the year 1959. Hmm. Oh, here's one. Interesting. Never knew this. How many years younger is Ken than Barbie?
Oh, wow.
What?
She robbed you the mean cradle? Like the
she might have. We're going to find out. Huh?
50 years. When, something like that.
Oh, I'll give you a multiple choice. They're the same age. 10, 5, or 2.
Oh, this is like in the canon.
In doll years. Barbie.
Yeah.
I'm going to think that after 5 years, they thought she needed a man.
Mm. I'm going to say...
I'm going 10.
Yeah, more like 10.
I'm going 10.
This is like when they came up with Ken, right? Like how much after?
First year,
when
he was Ken's manufactured? Release, I'm guessing.
Or in Barbie, like the cartoon.
How many years younger is Ken than Barbie?
5 years.
Two.
Oh. Two. So two. This is character, right? Like in the cartoon and stuff. Like she's got...
You're really deep diving right now.
I want to know for sure. So when my kids ask me, I'm like, you know...
the story here.
I'll send you the link to the article.
Okay.
Let it go.
This one surprised me. What is Barbie's fictional hometown?
Ooh.
Could be a trick answer in here.
It's in the South.
New York City, no. Willows, Wisconsin, Malibu, California, or Tampa, Florida?
Malibu, California.
Well, I know that she's in Malibu. There's a Malibu Beach Barbie.
Malibu
yeah.
Beach Barbie.
She's definitely okay. there.
I'll go like Malibu.
Home there, right?
Just because of that.
It's probably New York.
Probably New York.
Willows, Wisconsin.
Wow.
What?
Oh, man.
An earlier version of the doll is in the Wisconsin Historical Museum.
So she just wanted to get out of Wisconsin and went to L.A. Like,
I mean, but she does
else.
Have a Malibu yeah. version, right? Malibu
but there's a
Barbie.
Question coming that's, up that's going to give you more insight to where Barbie actually came from. All right. True or false, a Miss Astronaut Barbie was made after the initial moon landing in 1969?
Hard to believe, but I'm going to say true.
I'm going false.
Ah, false.
Then again, why would they say that?
Sure, why not?
It is false.
Oh, wow.
The doll was actually made 4 years prior to the moon landing.
Ooh, even better.
I used to have the G.I. Joe
astronaut version.
Astronaut.
The tall one, the 12-inch, right?
That was a hand-me-down from a cousin. I'm not that old, but yes. Yeah, no, yeah, that was the guy with the real hair.
That would make a Barbie aficionado mad because that's a trick question.
It is a trick question. Barbie became widely known to an advertisement on this popular TV show, Dennis the Menace, The Mickey Mouse Club, The Ed Sullivan Show, or Leave It to Beaver.
Mm. I don't remember Barbie on Leave It to Beaver, do you?
No. Why would it be?
We only watched it in syndication, Eddie Haskell.
Though. I'm going to say,
I'm saying Dennis the Menace.
The Mickey Mouse Club is the correct answer.
Huh. That makes interesting
crossover.
Mattel became the first year-round sponsor of the show in 1955. Mattel. Mickey Mouse Club, as you know, also launched the careers of Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, and Justin Timberlake,
and
to name
Funicello.
A few.
Annette.
Right. Annette Funicello.
Man.
And, of course, Annette Funicello.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody had the Annette crush.
If my grandpa was sitting here, he'd high-five you. What is the name of Barbie's kid sister? Kelly? Tootie, Skipper, or Chelsea?
Skipper.
Everybody's going Skipper.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
We have a Skipper.
She has a sister.
Skipper is correct. Tootie, Kelly, and Chelsea were sisters at one point, but they were discontinued. Oh, what a bummer.
Fact of life.
Tootie. Played by Kim Fields, of course. Blair Welchel.
Oh, yeah. And Joe Polnicek,
Molly Ringwald on the earlier Facts of Life.
She was the roller skater. Did they kill her off? They didn't kill anybody off.
They did. It's like the sitcom where
you take the good, you take the bad, you kill them off, and then you have the Facts of Life.
She got expelled or something like that.
That's dark.
He brought it up. All right. What was the first African-American Barbie doll Christie introduced? So was it 1975? What year was the first African-American Barbie doll Christie introduced? 1975, 1990, 1968, or 1984?
75. In light of,
It's 1975, you're saying. I'm going to go earlier because I'm looking at the answer and say 1968.
Wow.
Christie is one of Barbie's oldest friends.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Barbie was created and modeled after a doll from this country. Ben?
Hold on.
Ben?
Is it Holland?
Is it Italy, Austria, Germany, or Sweden?
Oh, sorry.
Sweden.
Wow. I mean, I don't really know, but I'm just trying. I'm going to say, Swedish.
Sweden.
Sweden?
Sweden.
You're all going Sweden? Yeah. All right.
What is it? Austria?
Germany.
Germany, yeah.
Mattel co-founder Ruth Handler noticed the German doll on a European trip and patterned Barbie after it.
Hmm. She looks Swedish.
All right, we're on question number 9. True or false, the biggest Barbie collector has 15,000 dolls.
Wow, that sounds true.
I'm going to say false. I'm going to think that like a serious Barbie collector would have an entire mini house full with more than 15,000.
But more than 15.
I'm going to say more than 15.
There's not that many Barbies versions.
Different outfits, combos.
I'm going to go
true.
False.
I'm going to say true. Why not? I'm going Why would they ask that?
All right. True. It's correct.
Yeah.
Bettina Dorfman in Germany has been collecting Barbie dolls since she was 5 in 1966. Ben, she would not have survived in your tiny house.
How many square feet of Barbies she got?
How many Barbies would fit in Ben's house should be our next to his question.
Let's find out.
That would be none, because I'd throw them all away.
Yesterday. Right.
And this came out in 2021. Okay, so it's pretty current. What is the best-selling version of the Barbie doll? Twist and Turn Barbie, Superstar Barbie, Malibu Barbie, or Totally Hair Barbie?
Malibu.
Malibu Beach Barbie.
All time.
Totally Hair.
Do you remember it came with a pink Corvette? I think, didn't it come with a pink Corvette?
Totally
Hair. We have a pink Corvette, Ben. I'm going to put it in your car tonight.
There's also a Malibu Dream House that has like the working
Prince had a little red Corvette. Barbie had the pink Corvette.
Yep.
And totally hair.
It's got to be the Malibu. Like
Bigfoot. All right, here we go. Released in 1992, there have been 10 million versions of Totally Hair Barbie.
Wow. Totally Hair Barbie. That's the best of all time?
The best-selling version.
Interesting. Wow. I never even heard of that one.
Tremendously interesting, isn't it?
Maybe it's just because
it's making fun of, too.
It's like a different era, I guess, a new era.
Who knew?
Who knew?
All right, good job on the parent quiz. We all failed miserably as we thought we would, but we did okay.
That's probably
did
a good okay. thing.
50, it was legitimate. 50. Coming up next, 3, 2, 1, go.
Time out for 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, gentlemen, let's make this short and sweet. 3, 2, 1, go, because I know there's NBA playoff basketball on, and you're all kind of, I can see on my widescreen from here.
Oh, man, even. Don't. Come on.
Very simple, easy questions. This is my kids love Would You Rathers. We get them all day long in the car rides and everything, but I looked up conversation starters to make us more adult because these are obviously adult. Would you rather be able to talk to land animals that fly or animals that live under the water?
Land animals that fly or what? Or that?
I mean, is this a real question?
It's a would you rather?
Oh my god!
If you had the superpower,
are you kidding me? Underwater? I mean, that's like,
why?
That's my land biggest dream ever. Not
really. Like you want to be like Aquaman.
I
want to
be a merman. Yeah, I've written songs about it.
Are you kidding?
No,
no. I
have a thing for under the ocean.
Interesting.
It's deep and weird.
Really?
We'll talk about it some other time.
See, I would like. Oh, definitely land animals. Like, if I could talk to we have a bunny, a pet bunny. If I could, because we say good morning. If he ever said good morning good back morning. To me, like, it would be awesome. Hey, you hungry, Doug?
Yeah, I could eat a strawberry.
Like, and we have these squirrels that kind of hop from fence to house. Like, I'd love to know what's on their minds. Like, and we have these birds that nest in this thing. Just talk to them, like, as I'm doing my work. Hey, Danny. Hey, Mark.
Right, but you're Michael. Presuming you can't go underwater. Like, obviously, if you can talk to underwater animals, you'd also be able to.
I'll get a headache.
No, you'd be fine.
It's interesting. That's I didn't differentiate between the two.
Imagine like being able to.
They're all Dr. Doolittle, right?
Hold
on. You should be able to talk to all animals.
Yes.
The question's flawed because inherently you'd be able to breathe underwater. Right.
Well, sure, I guess. Okay.
So if you also got to like explore the deep and talk to you know, like
Shamu.
I wasn't going to say Shamu. I was going to say orcas, but then I had a
Shamu.
Shamu's dead for sure, but his grandson. You know what I'm saying, right?
I think that's interesting. I'd rather be Dr. Doolittle than Aquaman.
You're crazy.
All right. Would you rather number 2? Mark didn't even chime in, by the way. And this is a guy with 9 cats.
He did not say that he would like to have
a conversation. Point.
Land animals.
Rare.
You're fly.
Your land animal. Okay.
Good morning, Cat 4. Hello.
Cat 4.
Hi, Cat 7. Have you eaten today?
Are you frolicking?
Question number 2. Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green?
Yes.
Or, excuse me. Not finished.
That's so good, though.
Or never have to stand in line again.
Never have to stand in line again.
The collective gasp was worth the question alone.
That's why I didn't answer. I like number 2.
Does that count theme parks?
In line
here
again.
Here we go.
Dude.
Yeah, ever.
Dude. I mean, think about walking to go into Disneyland and
I know.
Just walking up to
it's different now, though, because you didn't commute, right? Like for me, like the daily commute, if I could just like hit all the lights and never sit in traffic, that would be amazing. But now I'm kind of like,
time
okay,
wasted
I'll
in
lean
lines.
The other way now.
One of my greatest days in life, and I'm going to almost go to the green because I like talking to people, so I don't mind lines.
Yeah.
What's your name?
I was driving to a game at Candlestick Park before they tore the beautiful thing down. I was driving to a game in Candlestick Park from my apartment in San Francisco, and my assistant and I were rolling, and we were going down a street in the city where you have to, if you go 30, you can catch all, it's called
you
pine
it's
or
great.
Bush, either one. And we kept getting greens, and we got like 5, and then we both kind of caught into it. Then we got like 7. We're like, wait a minute. Then we made it across Market Street.
Yeah.
And then we started to head down, and we made it all the way onto the 101, which is the freeway here, which we didn't hit one green light out of like 30 on the way to Candlestick. One red light. I'm sorry. Yeah. We hit all greens.
You know that's man.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but you know that's designed that way. It's called the Green Wave. The Green Wave is a real thing. The city planners design it so you're supposed to do
on that. On certain streets.
I'm just saying that's what's supposed to happen.
Well, I don't want to burst your bubble, but lines are created at Disney for a reason.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Because of the popularity of the ride. Mm. Yeah. Green Wave.
It's all lie.
Green Wave.
Green Wave.
What school is the Green Wave?
I don't know.
3, 2.
Is there one? The Spartans.
Tulane.
Oh wow.
Dude.
I thought he was making that
I wouldn't
up.
Have gotten that in hours.
Yeah. Gumby. Kind of like the mascot kind of looks like Gumby. All right. It's getting a little complicated for you guys, so I'm just going to maybe wrap it up. But would you rather spend the rest of your life with a sailboat as your home or an RV as your home?
RV. You know why? Because I've done the sailboat thing. I thought it would be cool, like Miami Vice, and have my own like houseboat.
Dude, what?
It was so not fun.
Where this? He has a different layer peeled off every week.
In the marina, you know, like my neighbor was selling his houseboat, and he was like, "Hey, I'll sell it to you, and you could live there." And I was like, "Okay, cool." You know, like after college, I was like, "I want to live on the houseboat, like Crockett."
Houseboat.
You know? It was like a sailboat with a bed and a shower and a thing.
That's a sailboat, not a houseboat.
Oh, see, it's a sailboat, right? But there was like a living quarters in there. And it was not that fun. It wasn't fun. The showers, the bathroom, no cable. And every morning, they were, you know, getting rocked out of bed, it was just like, oh, man, my whole like romantic, you know, like I wear the Crockett, you know, the Miami Vice outfit and have a crocodile on the deck. It just didn't pan out, you know? No one wanted to hang out. So after a month, I was out.
No one wanted that. Yeah, huh? You know what I'm saying?
He's on a group text, and then like they're hiding him, the guy on the boat. Like, it's his name on all the contacts.
I asked him over to my boat. And he didn't come.
No one wants to come.
That's kind of a sad. I had a boat, and no one came.
We should end there. Nothing else matters.
Man. All right, that gave us some air, so let's go on to one more. Would you rather control animals, but not humans, with your mind, or control electronics with your mind? And that's the final question.
Animals.
Really? Animals over electronics?
Yes.
In this day and age?
Yes.
All right.
Well, it depends what you can tell them to do, right?
Yeah,
right. Not just like, don't poop here, but like, can you build me an extra, you know, tiny house? Like if animals like could stand on all fours and like work tools, that would be a different story than just saying cheetahs jump or hey moose.
I guess so.
High five me.
Well, I mean, obviously you do
electronics could be fun because you can manipulate a lot of things.
It's like Super Siri, you know, like you know, hey, you seem sad. Why don't we watch the Jetsons? You know, like, oh, thank you. You know,
the
like that kind
of
thing.
Either would be world domination. So which one would be better?
I control an animal army or an electronic army?
I'm nefarious things. My mind went straight like nefarious, like,
yeah,
like Dr. Evil stuff.
I want to have a whole herd of cats that I can control.
You already do.
I know.
Hey, what do you want to do?
Rob the bank, cats. You know, come back with the money.
I got a great picture.
All right. Final one, I swear. Would you rather have unlimited international first class tickets or never have to pay for food at a restaurant?
Never food
at a restaurant.
That's tough. Really? Have you ever flown first class?
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you.
No.
The first class flights, I so missed that from my last job. Like, they would, like, splurge for, like, if any international. Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
I was the king of the upgrades. Like, I could never afford them, but I would brown nose my way. Like when you could. Now it's way too tough. But like, I'd be like, hey, especially when I was the mascot, like I'd have all these bags and be like, you want to know what's in these bags? It's the mascot for the team. I'm like, you need an autograph for your kid? And I'd slide all these. I'm like, do you have any extra? Like, you know, first, I'm happy to pay.
Shameless.
But I used to love flying in first when I could.
It's the best.
It's cozy.
Never touched it. Never even seen it.
I'm going food just because it's more universal.
Yeah, man.
But you got to get there. So why not fly in style?
But I mean, but I can eat. I can eat like locally for free, and then when I do decide to go someplace, I can eat for free too.
Yeah, you would really take advantage of this, wouldn't you?
Well,
yeah. Yeah, I see your point. I see the restaurant side of it. All right, well, those were our 3-2-1-go Would You Rather adult versions. Coming up next, things that make us smile and the show wrap.
That was silly.
All right, guys, thank you very much for a great show. That was a lot of fun. Thank you for sacrificing Warriors time. We all have it on DVR, NBA playoffs in full effect. Except for Ben. We are recording during the playoff. Right now, my kids are like looking at me through the glass. Like, can we out and tell them now?
Videotape,
oh guys, please. Don't.
You're video recording
it.
You
know, on my VHS.
Got my VCR going.
My VHS tape.
Well, we could finish, but thank you to all our listeners and all the feedback we get regularly. It's fantastic, and we appreciate you. Without you, there's no show. We'd still sit in the backyard and ramble, but it's fun to be able to interact with all of you guys around the country and some better part of the world now. We're in like 18 countries or something, but thank you all. So keep that coming. If you could leave a comment or a review or even subscribe, I'm not even push you that hard, but just a comment or a review would push us up in the algorithms and get even more cool people to come into our family. Things that made me smile this week, just in general, Mother's Day, always, I love it because I get to celebrate my wife and her mom and my mom up in heaven and all, just having those memories too. The kids being back in school has been a real highlight. I've just seen the energy in our house kind of go through the roof again, and it's great to see chaos and schoolwork flying around and assignments due regularly. And then I just had the opportunity to catch up with a friend I hadn't spoken to in about a decade this week, and we had a wonderful conversation. And I'll explain more of that later, but it was just nice because we can all do it through social media and drop a comment here, drop a comment there. But like we said earlier, just picking up the phone and verbally talking to somebody. I even remember at the beginning of the pandemic, you and I just one night, I just said, I'm going to call Ben instead of like just texting funnies back. And we just had a great conversation. I think it was right before you went to Holland. But I think that made me smile, and I will continue to do that moving forward. Gentlemen, anybody can go ahead.
My buddy is moving to Laos, and he has just like this real like, you know, intuitive spirit. And he's like, I know Ben loves like theme parks, and you know what I do too. So there we were on Sunday, two 45-year-old men, and in Six Flags together. Nice. Everybody wondering what's going on there. But we
is that
security on high alert? Security,
yeah, exactly. You got him. You got him.
Were you frolicking?
We were. It was so funny. That's great. So we'd have a ride and then a beer and then a beer and then a ride, and we just had a great time. So I would encourage you just to like, I don't know. It was kind of cool that he didn't care and that it was weird. And we did it. And we had a blast.
Awesome. Yeah. Fair enough.
It was like a little farewell thing. Do funny things like that.
All right.
I got to do, I mentioned it last episode about my daughter's sweet 16 birthday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we ended up renting out the movie theater for super cheap, I guess, for these prices, and watched Back to the Future, and she got to invite all of her friends, and we felt like kind of like, you know, high rollers renting out a theater and everything, and some boys were there and everything. Boys. So it was like it was a good time. And also it was like getting back to that normalcy of going to the theaters,
sure,
splurging on ices and popcorn and candy and, like, you know, making it rain like Junior Fitz.
I got some ones right here.
Man, it was making great. It rain. I really miss the theaters, man. Like, it's been a long time, and just the popcorn, the whole experience, it was great, you know. And I love streaming, obviously, but, you know, that theater experience, man, I really missed it, and it was great to kind of make that memory with my daughter and her friends and, you know, try not to be, you know, the doting dad and be off in the corner. But, man, it was a great time, and that really definitely made me smile.
That's what movie?
Back to the Future.
Oh, that's great. Hey, that is great.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
Mark?
So my son is going into his second year of high school, and this week he found out that he made it onto the campus leadership team, which he made it his freshman year, having not known anybody going to school. So that was kind of a coup for his freshman year. But getting on to it for sophomore year means that he's done the right thing in his freshman year. So I'm super proud of him for that. And then the other thing is he was talking to me about his finals for music, which he's a musician as am I. And he decided he's going to write original music instead of, you know, the teacher's like, oh, you know, do your own rendition of all these songs that we've played over the school year. And he says, hey, you know, can I make I kind of, because he writes his own music anyway, but he goes, can I turn an original in?
Wow.
It's just, it was interesting because a lot of the older, the upperclassmen are talking a lot to him, and he's been invited to play in jazz band. And so the older kids are like, you know, wow, you're doing an original song. Wow, you're a freshman, huh? And so I'm just really proud of him and how he's sort of taking charge of something he's passionate about, which is music, which is something I'm passionate about. So when he talks to me about getting into leadership and he's talking to me about doing music, it just makes me super smile. Proud.
Respect.
Yeah. Cool. Makes me just like, wow.
Very cool,
as
man.
As long as he doesn't make it a career.
Well, you know, I'm not going to squash that dream, but you always have to have a backup plan.
I'm sorry. I'm so jaded.
Backup plan to the backup plan.
So jaded.
All right. Well, we'll let Ben get to his VHS copy of the play-in playoff game tonight. Maybe you'll have some red vines and you can go in there on the chocolate red marshmallow vines and catch the second half.
No way, man. We're going to start from the beginning. Me and Crix are going to go fired up.
I'm going to start texting you as soon as you get in the car. All right, we're the Dad Time Out Show, and we are out of here. Thank you, everybody. Love you. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Time Out Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.